get a raise, not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid. Telling all my peoples, look, let's get paid. Asking old boss, man, can I get a raise, not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid. They tell me, clever man, come on, you think too much. Where you been? I ain't heard you spit in months. Did you hang it up? Did you fall off the floor when you was in the clutch? Yeah, such and such, man. It's funny how when you out of sight, you be out of mind. How a good woman, friends, and money be hard to find. I've been on my hustle, stacking paper on the grind. In Atlanta, in New York, trying to build a shine. Real talk, these days it's hard to stay sober. Switching time zones with a 4-hour layover. Fifth stop, hot bloodshot, red from the doja. I grind hard cause I can't flow in the soda. You can tell I'm Clef Doja. You in a corporate office somewhere over there. If you with a Range Rover, bitch is getting colder. And I ain't got time, man, I gotta shine. Email me in October. I'm telling all my people, look, let's get paid. Asking on boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid. Telling all my people, look, let's get paid. Asking on boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid. Cause I'm about to die, this broke life, tired of this reggae. Blunts don't smoke right, hot is my heyday. Act don't sound right, shit don't act right. Guap won't stack right, at least it don't stack like it used to. Let your brother kill himself, tell me what would you do? So now I'm trying to see my money boom cruise. No type of felines acting all new school. I know what happens more than usual. Catch you when I scoop through to a stage near you. If not, grab two and come through. All will be well unless money gets crucial. But I won't excuse my behavior, a lack thereof when it comes to the paper. Time to get burned, then stacks on major. Let's do it, get done, over around here, player. I'm telling all my people, look, let's get paid. Asking on boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid. Telling all my people, look, let's get paid. Asking on boss, man, can I get a raise? Not far from a star, two steps from a slave. Thinking to myself, man, it's time to get paid.
Your number one source for knowledge in the information age. High Frequency Radio Network.
Well, we thought that things would work out in the end, but friends are not friends, and enemies are so close to me. I don't know who you supposed to be, so contemplate that before approaching me.
Hey, fool, run that shit the fuck back, man.
In the end, but friends are not friends, and enemies are so close to me. I don't know who you supposed to be, so contemplate that before approaching me. Got the south side right behind me, homie. And for me, that's plenty. Now the bypass, the drugs, and the haters, and the handy. Play the politics right, and ever so gentle. Reach up and snatch that bread, get the fam fed. Get it like a man, like my uncles and pops would if they had the chance. Or maybe they did and just couldn't advance. Damn, all I can be, I am more than a man. Y'all don't understand, gotta get the cheese like a multiple choice question. And all I see is me. Father told me long ago ain't nothing free, so I was off the stat cheese like it's New Year's Eve.
It's a revolution, so every moment crucial. I can never break, you will never see me do so. Resolution, I will always be on top like revolution. Got the lights cause I'ma shine bright. Pump the music, baby, it's a revolution. Feel the music, baby, it's a resolution. Pump the music, baby, it's a revolution.
Rain in the windshield, the wiper blades got me dazing off and out of space. Working out my next chest move, a hole in the game to break.
breakthrough. In the meantime, I just grind and pay dues. Rhyme and stay true, rather die than shine true. Since I was knee high, I shine better than bruised. The face and ego so much better than you. My flow is clever, fine, so I can never lose. Know it won't stop till a brother talking shop in an office with a view and a 30-story drop and a pretty girl or two. Damn, man, we take your shoes, clever, welcome to the top. Cause I need that gravy, checking the room, making sure nobody's shaded. Laying in wait, lurking, waiting to play it. Gotta pay the bills, gotta feed the baby. If getting in it is a sin, Jesus save me.
Yeah. Been listening to Long Road Home. It's DJ Foo, Cannon Music Quicken. Hit me on Twitter at DJ Foo. Hit Clever at Clever.
Hey man, stop with all that aggressive shit, man. I got you. Not this one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Greetings and salutations, man.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed but the age and the address I be, and delivery, the sneakers and the strands of my weed. So I guess I have changed into the man that you've seen. Women wanna drive me crazy, I don't hand them the keys. Underground like the pipeline, past tense. So here's a hit to raise my lifetime average. They perpetrating cause the nighttime's lavish. Sipping white wine for that high life status. Limelight crashes, I just write rhymes, fine line smasher. From when flight time happened, I'm Jimmy Jammin'. St. Paul, Minneapolis, I'm set a standard. Second chance, the resurrection of Ed O'Bannon. Eat you alive like Jonah and the whale. Walk the road to success for the holiest of grails. But for once in my life, I ain't rolling by myself. Riding with animals like Noah when he sails. Locally minded, into globally grinded. Shalom!
What's up, man?
Yeah.
Meta said I can't be on that heart. Come on.
And it just so happened, I would end up to love me some rapping. Feeling so good, just to create and be understood. But hold up, wait, that's not just what be happening. Wishing I could just take it back to when I was just practicing. But these days chicks actressing just for a touch of the fame to make associations to your name. Backup man, when did I become your backup plan? Come on, hands up like a stick up. You really need to find another victim on what you think of. Doom would be if he drank espresso, spitting fire, holding down his metro. Say my name, man, and hear it echo. Commonly referred to as special. Watch me do my thing, wet my ass with this game. Grab a hold of your soul and never let go.
Music is what's supposed to keep people inspired, keep them seeing this invisible beauty of the mind and spirit. Spirit, that's what music is for. It didn't originate on this planet, it came from somewhere else. Gifts, they could give gifts to this planet. The music can do things for you. Past, present, and the future. All the way into the world of myth. And then you got it made, cause you stepped into the realm of impossibility. And what this planet needs this point is or something impossible to have to show a better way. We'll be right back.
this is how I think, blow it out of my mind. Feeling like committing a crime, get locked for that. I won't snitch, I ain't dropping a dime. I'm a self-made hustler, top of the line.
Peace to the gods. Excuse me. Am I coming in clear? Hold on, let me turn it down. Alright, how's that? Am I coming in? There we go. Y'all let me know, I think I'm having a bad connection. So y'all let me know if y'all can hear me. Actually, I'm about to go old school. One second. All right. I think this is going to be better. We're going to have to do it old school like we did back in the day, Jay. Back when I first started. Here on the foundation on High Frequency Radio. I would like to welcome you to another episode of the foundation on High Frequency Radio. I like to say that, High Frequency Radio. I am your host, Soul L. And it is an absolute pleasure to be here with you this evening. And I would like to welcome you to the foundation where incorrect information incorrectly applied can get you hurt. Correct information incorrectly applied can get you hurt. So as always, we are looking to apply that correct information correctly because this is the foundation, as you know, and we are high frequency. I want to start off by saying all thanks, honors, praises due to the Creator and the ancestors. Without them, we would not be here. Straight up, I want to say big up, peace, shout out, salute to my big brother, Yusuf L., creator of the High Frequency Radio Network, creator of SPCUniversity.com, creator of, his own reality, man. I respect that brother a lot. You know, I'm proud to, have been rocking with him for this long. So make sure you check out the brother, SPCUniversity.com, if you're trying to do that SPC dance, that secured party creditor. For those of you who don't know, High Frequency Radio Network in there. I'm just playing. Okay, so check it out. Welcome to thefoundation.com. Make sure you sign up for that email list. You get that exclusive content and offers, the PDF sections on the website. Check out the education section. Passport No Social, part one, part two. Foundation Trust Primer, if you're just starting out. Over 18 hand-picked documents by yours truly. Foundation Trust Series, if you're looking to step up your game a little bit. It's a video format, PowerPoint presentation, Supreme Court case law, Black's Law Dictionary definitions. I don't play. We don't play here at the Foundation. It's not, the guru speak. What is that? That guru speak. What does guru speak? Guru speak is when a brother or sister talk to you for like 5 straight minutes, 10 minutes, and you still don't know what they're talking about. But it sounds cool. That's that guru speak. No guru speak. On the Foundation Trust Series, on any part 1, part 2, part 3, doesn't matter. Make sure you check that out. Welcome to thefoundation.com. Also, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, social media dance available. So you can do that. Also, you can book a consultation for a limited time. And you can make a donation all at the same spot. Welcome to thefoundation.com. I want to say peace to all the listeners, live callers, live internet listeners, archive listeners, podcast. Where are my friends? Podcast. I'm from the Netherlands. I can't even say it. The Netherlands. I'm from the Netherlands. All the MP3 listeners. All the old school listeners, way back in the day listeners, the vault listeners. All the new school listeners. All the listeners checking out this show and I'm gone. I want to say peace to all y'all. I also want to say peace to all the trustees here at the Foundation and Private Trustee Training, as well as anyone else investing in their private education, because you get a big old salute from me luxurious salute. Also, peace to everyone that we have done business with in the private, that private business, private educational business, charitable business. Anyone who has sent an email, well wishes, current event, comment, critique, spam, all of it, you know, thank you. I like them spam emails. I just throw them in the spam folder. It gives me something to do. You know what I'm saying? Or anyone who's otherwise added to the foundation. What are we going to do today? Today's episode is called The End of an Era. What's happening? So, I'm out. Folks out of here. I'm retiring, you know? And here's the thing. It's going to be drawn out. It's not going to be some immediate stuff. It's going to be something, you know, that I can be, you know, comfortable with. How about that? I'm just going to be comfortable with it. But, you know, I want to talk about that. I want to discuss that. I want to get into the show topic, which is the end of the era, and what the, you know, what this era is and what's going on and what I suggest that you possibly should even, you know, contemplate thinking about. I mean, just think about it. You know, just think about thinking about it in the future with what's coming on and, you know, all these things that are happening in the public with great speed. It's amazing. But I will say this, top of the show. If you sign up for the email list, you got this information, but I will tell y'all, I am retired, so, you know, you have until December 31st, no joke, not playing, it's not a game, I'm not trying to be mean or anything. December 31st, see, I'm trying to cut it short. So if you've been on the fence about trustee training or anything like that, well, specifically, trustee training. If you've been on the fence about trustee training for these past 7 years that I've been on High Frequency Radio Network or, you know, however long you've been checking out the show, now's the time. You got until December 31st, 2023. December 31st, 2023. And I know my people. I know us. We be sliding in late. Steal first base. Like, that's where you hit the ball from. You can't steal first base. It's not going to happen is what I'm trying to tell you. December 31st. 2023. That's it. That's it. That's what you got to sign up for. 31st. That's it. For the foundation. Private Family Foundation. It's a tax-exempt entity. The foundation will not be available. You got to get in there. Now, as far as trustee training, the final day to sign up for the actual trustee training is January 23rd, 2023. Now, you sent them earlier. I suggest you do. But January 23rd, 2023 is the last day for trustee training. December 31st, that's it. Private Family Foundation, tax-exempt private entities. January 23rd, 2023, that's it. That's the last day you can sign up for trustee training. This will be the last session of trustee training. That would be it. So I want to say at the top of the hour, boom, there it is. And I know trustees get my number. I know some of y'all have my number for, you know, 7 years, 6 years, whatever, how long it's been. No, and that's cool. All trustees had that, and then there were some other people. But as of June 30th, that number will no longer work or will be handed over. But let me get into these current events real quick. And we're going to get into the show. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you what's going on. I'm going to tell you what happened. I'm going to tell you what's transpired. You know, I'm going to get a little personal. You know, you go get your tissues. I'm just playing. It's going to be luxurious. You know, it's not a sad thing. It's a wonderful thing. But these current events are not a wonderful thing. CNBC, universities are going to continue to suffer. Some colleges struggle with enrollment declines and underfunding. Things are starting to happen. I'm just going to jump into these real quick. CNN Business, housing is slumping, but this real estate CEO explains why it's not 2008 all over again. Here's the thing. When these professionals, they start telling you how this time is different than last time, run, because there's a problem going on. And if you look at history, you know, blah, blah, I'm telling you, run. They say, hey, it's not like 2008. But me personally, I don't know. I think I'm pretty sure the Fed stopped buying mortgage-backed securities. That happened. And I'm pretty sure that you got that ISO 20022. You need to look that up. ISO 20022. It's the new banking standards, international, man, and how they're going to accept payments and settlements. This is how the official sidestep of the dollar is going to happen. What we need to understand is not only is this country in a recession right now, and they will tell you in a month or so that it's a recession, but it's going to get worse because we're going to be dealing with a lot of inflation, as the dollar loses its world standard and world control. CNBC, case in point, OPEC Plus to cut oil production by 2 million barrels per day to shore up prices. They are defying U.S. pressure. And you're going to see a lot of this start to begin to coalesce and cascade. You're going to see a lot of sovereign nations that are going to start bucking the U.S. and Western control. Whether it's financial, economical, it doesn't matter. It's going to be that dance. A group of some of the world's most powerful oil producers today agreed to impose deep output cuts, seeking to spur recovery in crude prices despite calls from the U.S. to pump more to help the global economy. It's every country for themselves. This is where we're at right now. And if you don't understand that, I understand. I would just, you know, suggest that you start looking. The bottom line is if you have any credit card debt, you need to pay that off now. Or you need to start looking into bankruptcy or something. I'm not giving you legal advice because I can't. I'm not a lawyer or attorney or anything. I just said look into things. Bottom line is pay off that credit card debt. All this stuff is about to get real stupid. And those of you who have credit card debt, you know what I'm talking about. Your last couple of bills have been dumped. And you're like, what's happening? You might have even called the company. Here comes the gas prices. OPEC Plus, OPEC and non-OPEC allies, a group often referred to as OPEC Plus, decided at their first face-to-face gathering in Vienna since 2020 to reduce production by 2 million barrels per day. Starts in November. Starts next month. So when you start feeling the squeeze, you know, things start popping down. There it is. It's happening all over. CNBC, Ford hikes starting price of electric F-150 Lightning pickup for the second time in less than 2 months. Have you been shopping recently? Have you been at the grocery store? Now I know you're seeing it. I've been talking about this inflation for years, ever since Jerome Powell, before that. But especially when Jerome Powell started talking about it's transitory. Inflation is transitory. It's going to be here, then it's going to be gone. 2 years later, and we're in a recession, player. And prices are going to continue to increase as these trade agreements start to get broken. You know, the United States needs to start creating its own chip components and stuff like that, electronic chips. And they are. They're already starting to look into it. They're starting to build facilities. It's going to be a while, though. We're about to hurt. Ford is increasing the starting price of its electric F-150 Lightning pickup by $5,000 for the 2023 model year, citing rising costs and supply chain issues. What did I just say? The new price of the 2023 Lightning Pro, an entry-level model, it's the entry level. This is the cheapest one. For commercial and business customers, will be $51,974, up nearly 11% from previous pricing and 30% increase from original price of $39,974 in May of 2021. So just this one product that you can purchase in the commercial realm has increased in price 30% since May of 2021. So that's not even 2 years. It has to be May of 2023 in order for it to be 2 years. It's not even 2 years. 30% increase in price. Have you been in the grocery store lately? How's the pumps treating you? I'm not trying to be facetious or pejorative either. CNN Business, the bond market is crumbling. That's bad for Wall Street and Main Street. CNN Business, the global bond market is having a historically awful year. The yield on a 10-year Treasury bond, a proxy for borrowing costs, briefly moved above 4% on its recent trading day. That would be today. What are they talking about? For the first time in 12 years. It's a bad omen for Wall Street and Main Street. This has been a pretty year for stocks, but in 2022's topsy-turvy economy, even the safe haven has become somewhat treacherous. Instead, markets are plummeting and investors are flocking out risky assets, but yields are going up. What gives? Blame the Fed. Persistent inflation has led the Federal Reserve to fight back by aggressively hiking interest rates, and as a result, the yields on U.S. Treasury bonds have soared. Economic turmoil in the United Kingdom and European Union has also caused the value of both the British pound and the euro to fall dramatically when compared to the U.S. dollar. Dollar strength typically coincides with higher bond rates as well. What you got to understand is, with these countries, the race with these currencies is to the bottom. These countries are trying to devalue their currency as fast as they can without raising the eyebrows of the average Joe and Jane. Or, you know, it is what it is. Portfolios are aching. Vanguard's $514.5 billion total bond market index, the largest U.S. bond fund, is down more than 15% so far just this year. That puts it on track for its worst year since it was created in 1986. The iShares 20-plus year treasury bond is down nearly 30% for the year. So you see any 30%. So you're going to hear a lot of 30s and 50s and so on and so forth. When you hear 30 in that range, understand that since the panorama, the Federal Reserve has increased the monetary supply by over 30%, which would explain why prices are increasing around 30%. They got to make it for these costs. No company, not even no one, no company, no CEO, no investor, no nobody is going to allow their company and their bottom line to take a hit due to, you know, inflationary pressures and, you know, issues with logistics, things that are outside of their hands. They're going to pass on these costs, and this is what's happening. So, and then they're going to run the treasuries, and they're going to drop the interest rate. CNN Business, America's national debt has now surpassed $31 trillion. America's national debt has climbed north of $31 trillion for the first time, a milestone that comes at a time of historically high inflation, rising interest rates, and growing economic uncertainty. The nation's total public debt outstanding closed at $31.1 trillion Monday, according to the Treasury Department data published the next day. The United States government went on a borrowing spree during the panorama, I almost had to say it, to help shore up the nation's economy as a deadly, you know, poke, upending lives, labor markets, and supply chains. Outstanding debt has climbed nearly $8 trillion since the beginning of 2020. $8 trillion. And it has jumped $1 trillion in just 8 months. The borrowing that occurred during and under the Trump administration and early on in the Biden administration came at a time when interest rates were low. Now, during a period of historically high inflation and a series of steep interest rates by federal interest rate hikes, muffled by the Federal Reserve in its battle to tame rising prices, borrowing costs are far higher. Let me tell you something. This is what the Federal Reserve does. This is what these central banks do. You know, and that's what monetary policy, because they have control over the currency, right? And then they reduce the rates, and then people get cool, and they start borrowing money, and they raise the rates, and then suck all the wealth out of the country. Over and over. They do it on a cycle because they don't want to break the country and the people, but they do it anyways. And I think this might be a problem that we're dealing with right now. And weirdly, Dow rallies more than 1,500 points in 2 days as fears begin to fade. Yeah, jump up in that stock market. I saw, I saw an article. Dude was like, it's not the time to buy the dip. When they're talking like that, run. It's time to go. Start selling. Sell it to the people who are buying the dip. Reuters, Swiss National Bank is monitoring Credit Suisse situation. It's all over the world. What situation? Swiss National Bank is following the situation at Credit Suisse closely. The governing board member, Andrea Mockler, told Reuters today Switzerland's second biggest bank saw its share slide by as much as 11.5%, and its bonds hit record lows on Monday. Man, that's a lot to lose in a day before clawing back some of the losses amid concerns about its ability to restructure its business without asking investors for more money. Even banks are broke.
Think about that. Banks are broke. What? Everybody broke. And we have this crazy historically high inflation. This crazy historically high interest rates. High unemployment. High numbers of individuals who don't have housing, player, and that's you know, there's a lot more. I'm done with current events. I'm just gonna say it just, you know, the thing continues overall. So appreciate y'all. I do. I appreciate y'all. So what's going on? What's going on with me? The end of an era. I will continue to do shows. I'm going to finish out the year. And I'm going to, you know, I'm going to do the shows. So I'll put out some more content before this is up. I do want to repeat one more time for everybody. Because, you know, I already know. So, Private Family Foundation, tax-exempt entity, private. December 31st, that's it. This year, 2022, December 31st. No January 1st, no January 3rd. My mom fell and I had to, no, none of that, man. Please show me some respect. And hear me when I'm saying this, because this is what I'm saying. I'm serious. I love y'all, but I'm going to tell you in a minute. January 23rd, doing one more session of trustee training because I know our people, but please understand, I don't want to. I'm doing it straight up out of love for the audience, for High Frequency, for Yusuf, for all this, for the foundation. I'm doing this 100% out of love. Like, this is 100% love, 100%, because it's taking everything that's in me to continue. I'm going to tell you why in a second. January 23rd, 2023, last day to sign up for the last session of trustee training. It's probably going to run about 6 months. There it is. And for those of you who are in trustee training or you sign up for the final session, those of you who have my private mobile number, that will no longer work as of June 30th, 2023. It'll no longer work. Now, what's going to happen? The foundation is not going anywhere. The foundation is, I don't even know how to describe the foundation. It's very personal to me, obviously. So this has been a thing that's kind of been on my mind for a while, but recent circumstances have accelerated this in a way that I could never imagine. So the foundation is not going anywhere. That's what I'll say. Now, what I will say is it's probably going to change. Now, what's going to happen is it's going to be a board of trustees. I will leave them private. They can do what they want. But I will say they will have to follow the contract indenture, which is the foundation, because the foundation is a trust, like legit, 100%, bank account, everything. So they have to follow the contract indenture. Overall, what is the foundation? The foundation exists solely, 100%. The only reason it exists is to help to re-educate people with regards to the economy, with regards to the education system, with regards to the type of structures they have been using and have the option to use in the future that are better suited for them. And to also teach that we have estates. We have private estates. Now, there have been historical transpirings that may have drastically reduced our estates. But we have estates, and those estates can be organized privately and be represented in the public by private structures that are recognized to do business in the public. We don't have to use the structures they offer to us in the public. They never told us there were other structures. They never told us we have a choice. So the foundation is here to teach those choices, to show people what is the history of the educational system. Where did it come from? Who set it up? Why did they set it up? Oh, now it makes sense. what is the difference between a private entity and a public entity with regards to business, like an LLC versus a trust, a business trust specifically? Oh, wow, I didn't know that. No wonder why they didn't tell us. And also this, to distinguish, before you jump out in the public and get to talking about this crazy discharge or settle, whatever you're talking about, I've seen people get indicted. They sent me the indictment to ask me to help. I'm telling y'all, you need to know what you are doing. But before you jump into all that, the foundation is to let you understand that there's specific jurisdictions to this. There's a private jurisdiction, there's a commercial jurisdiction. And that the differences in these jurisdictions were never distinguished for you. They were never distinguished for your parents. You're not stupid. You're not slow. They're not smarter than you. They just know something you don't. That's the purpose of the foundation. So the trust indenture will be followed. Please believe. But I there will still be shows. I don't know how many shows. 250 shows, almost 300 shows. I don't know if that's the secretary, but there's a lot of shows. Still, the Foundation Trust Series, the Foundation Primer, Passport and Social, everything that's offered is still going to be offered except for trustee training as you know it. I don't know. What I will tell you is I recorded an entire session of trustee training, and it was transcribed. What are they going to do with it? I don't know. All I do know is if there isn't a type of trustee training offered by the foundation after January 23rd, it's not going to have anything to do with me directly, like in the present. It'll be something that I gave to the board previously because these things, well, I've already given it to them. They might put the episodes on YouTube behind a paywall. I don't know what they're going to do, but I do know that I will not be a direct front and center part of the foundation anymore. I will not be as easily accessible, and I was asked, like, what if people absolutely want to talk to you? $500 an hour. I don't know what usage charge is, but now I understand why I get it now, but on a different level. So what's going on? Yo, it's been a long ride, you know? I never thought I'd be doing this. This was not anticipated. This is something, this foundation, being on high frequency, meeting Yusuf, all the things that I've done in the last 7 years have never been anticipated. It's not what I was trying to do. I just happened to stumble upon an episode of Yusuf's. And how did I do that? I was like searching for Dr. Malachi York on the podcast apps. And Yusuf had one of his talks on the podcast app. And you know how a podcast is. If you listen to the end of the show, it'll play the next show automatically. I heard what he said. I liked what he was saying. I listened to like two of his shows. I called him to a show live, pressed one. First time I ever talked to Yusuf. Say, Yusuf, peace, what's up? I like what you're doing. I got $5,000 to help our people. The rest is history. You know, subsequently, you know, some people, most people, you know, maybe you recognize, like, I used to do music. I used to be an international hip-hop artist. I've been all over the world. I've had a long, crazy career. And I met Yusuf right when I turned down a very, very big deal. It was a lot of money. It was a lot of money. And basically, it was something I couldn't do. You know, you know what? I don't know if you call it integrity. You can call it stupidity. You can call it honor. You can call it mental illness. I don't know. Some people will have their own. And if I say the number, they'll be like, what? Why did you? And I've heard. So I don't even tell the number anymore because people always tell me what they think instead of what they know when I start talking about this stuff. So this is when I met Yusuf. I met him like, yo, I just like what he was doing. Because everywhere I had been, all over the world, I've been to France. I've been to Portugal. I've been to the United Kingdom. I've been all over Europe. I've been all in South America. He's doing the spring breaks, man. They all type, man, spring break, like the carnival. You get down there for like 2 weeks, do 16 shows, make all the bread. And like, yo, you got to pay some dollars, man. What are you talking about? I don't even know what is the peso. I had label heads. I had people that talked to me. I didn't even have to pay for my own phone. It was a lifestyle. You know what I mean? So this is when I met Yusuf, right? And I came on and I said that, and, you know, he called me, and suddenly I was on another show with another guy that was on High Frequency, and I was on there for a year. Now I've done High Frequency under the Foundation, or vice versa, for the past 6 years. So what really happened is 2022 is, you know, hey, it's been different. Maybe it's been different for you, but I will tell you, I lost my trust mentor. He died this year. He passed away. He was young. The brother was young. It really did something to me. And, I've lost my brother. My brother committed suicide, yo. And I've dealt with loss. It's not just that, but, like, I've dealt with loss. But, like, losing my trust mentor was really crazy for me, man. Because, I don't know, maybe I look at trust and I was like, man, I found trust. You know, I just felt kind of grown. I felt accomplished. It took me so long to get this information. I had to go so many different places to get all this information, to aggregate it, and put it in one spot called the Foundation. When it was private family foundations, private family banking, business trust, asset trust, the stuff that I know with regards to how to interrelate these structures, and, you know, all this stuff, even the credit stuff, CPNs, you know, stuff that I don't even talk about in the public. Like, all these places I had to go to get it, all the money I had to spend to get it. I felt like I was, you know, I don't know. I was mature, and this is like, okay, so this is my next life, and I met this dude, and my mentor was like, bro, 7 years older than me, 6 maybe, wasn't that older than me, man. Young brother, man. And him passing at that age with his children at their age and his wife, and just, man, it was tough. You know, the service was in July. It was horrible. It was horrible, you know? Man. And they're like, you know, do you want to do this? I'm like, I'm not. The man's shoes is huge. I'm not. I just don't feel right. You know what I'm saying? I just don't feel right doing that after him. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then just picking up where, like, no, it's not mine. It's not mine. And I'm just that kind of guy. It's not mine. You know what I'm saying? And I know we had a relationship. I don't know what it was, but. And then I got back, right? And I got a call from the medical examiner's office, y'all. From the medical examiner's office. This is how I found this out, man. And they asked me, you know, she said my name. Is this you? I said, yeah, it's me. Like I said, I dealt with loss, so I'm just like, okay, what's next, right? It was my mom, you know. My mom passed, man. It's like I lost my trust mentor, and I lost my mom. Right? Within 30 days, I'm telling you the truth. 30 days. And I've been thinking, you know, this was, I don't know, August, beginning of August or something. End of July, you know, it's just tough to remember exactly. And I've just been thinking ever since then, you know, just really evaluating and taking stock of my time, you know. And I'm always like, you can't make time, you got to take it. And I've been taking time away from a lot of things. I mean, even like I turned down the contract and pretty much immediately started doing this, you know. I've been working, I sit in my office for hours. I got an entire Corpus Juris Secundum volume. It's over 106 or 107 books. It's like 2 bookshelves taller than they're both taller than me to put them all on it. And there's 2 spots. There's like 4 books I got to put on the side on the other, you know, on the top of it because they don't fit. Black's Law Dictionary. I mean, I got wills and trusts. What is this? Federal taxation and wealth transfers. What is this? Burton's Legal Thesaurus. What is this? Common law process and torts. What is this? Constitutional law. Compiled by Professor Fred Morrison. What is this? And move out the way. Contract and related obligation by Summers and Hillman. What is this? Oh, this is American Jurisprudence, Trusts to Unemployment. What is this? Oh, I got a dictionary on entomology. What is this? Oh, planning and control of land development cases and materials. Listen, I used to go I got so much stuff. I have a law library in my office, y'all. If you go to the, for years, I was going to the, what's called, Half Price Books next to the law college. Man, I have, dude, I know law, federal procedures, state procedure. Listen, jurisdiction, I can go back and forth with this stuff. Easy. But what am I neglecting? What am I missing? So this is what I was thinking about. And then I started taking stock, man. I set up a private estate. I really did. I set up a private estate for my family. Like, I had to do the, I'm still in the process of this probate. You know what I'm saying? This is not cool. I would not wish this on anyone. Anyone, man. This is not cool. I shouldn't have to deal with this right now. I set up a private estate. There's no probate. My heirs will not have to deal with what I'm dealing with right now. You know, because emotions shit is enough. You know what I'm saying? It's enough. I set up, you know, private family banking with life insurance policies. If I pass, man, millions of dollars is coming to this estate. When I pass, what am I talking about if? When I pass, millions of dollars are coming to this private estate that I set up. The estate has property, you know. My heirs don't have to worry about where they're going to live. I feel good about what I've done and where I'm at, you know. And am I retiring altogether? Nah, man, no. But I will tell you, you know, a couple of my children have been really interested in, you know, the company, you know, the family business. And there's just other things I got to do, y'all. I'm tired. Now, am I going to be gone forever? I don't know. I told the board that, you know, I'll do two events, like in-person events, minimum, for the next 2 years. If there's some content or something that they want me to hit or touch, you know, I'll come on and do a show or something. I don't know how we're going to do it. You know, I got to talk to Yusuf. He's going to be on after. I don't know what's going on, y'all. But what I know is, and here's what I'm telling you, and this is why it's the end of an era. So I don't have it in me for y'all no more. I don't even have it in me for myself anymore. And not to be like, oh, feel sorry for so, I'm fine. I really am. I'm fine, you know, mentally, spiritually. It's just like, I used to do martial arts and stuff and used to spar and stuff. Right now, I'm good. But it's like the fifth round. Or like those of y'all play basketball. I feel like I ran 5 games full court. And, you know, 8 people just showed up talking about I got next. That's how I'm feeling right now. And not like I need a dip, but I just need to hit the bench for a while. And am I going to come off the bench? I don't know. But at the end of the day, I trust that, you know, the information that has been compiled here at the foundation is beneficial to you. You know, I trust that the education that you received, if you were in the trustee training, helped change your life. You know, I've heard a lot of people speak to me, you know, tell me, hey, man, you know, you helped change my life. This is, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't do this. And I was telling them, like, nah, you did it. And I appreciate the accolades, but the whole point was, you know, to have an effect on a particular population that I hold dear, that I'm a part of. That's my people, you know what I mean? Because, like I said, everywhere I went on this world, everyone that I saw that looked like me was in the lowest economic position. They were serving someone. They were getting screamed on. They were driving. Like I was, and I'm going to these meetings, and it's all people who don't look like me talking. We're talking money. We're talking money. We're talking real stuff. Like those, the people who look like me are not in the room like me, and I'm supposed to be cool with being special. And it just wore on me after a while. And then when they tried to get me to give up my children, they had to escort me. Yeah, that's a whole other story. But, you know, I just need to hit the bench, man. But here's what I'm going to tell y'all. I'm going to tell y'all this, man. There's nothing like a private trust. There's nothing like it. It's like a unicorn. You have to see it to believe it. And then when you tell people, I saw a unicorn, they're going to think you're crazy. And that's what it is. And that's why I tell people you have to show them. You can't tell them. The people closest to you, they're not going to listen. You know, I sought this out. I had a certain amount of wealth that I had made in a certain jurisdiction, you know, and I knew, you know, from the people that I was rubbing shoulders with that there was a way to do it. But people were, these fools weren't trying to come up off the information. The dude who came up off the information was a Jewish dude with the curls on the side of his head. And he didn't say private trust. He just said trust and pointed me in that direction. And this was in the south of France on a yacht the side of an apartment building. I'll never forget this. I will never forget it. Because when he told me, he was telling me very hesitantly, like he didn't want to tell me. And he was stuttering and stuff, and I just had to sit there and shut up. I couldn't say a word. I knew that I had to shut my mouth in that moment. And I looked for it. I knew what it was. I saw what people were doing. You know, I saw this guy, you know, he's like, oh. And he pulled in, and he docked his yacht, and he threw up a flag. I'm serious. He took a flag off that he was flying on his yacht and put up a different one. And I was like, yo, what's up with these flags? And you know what he said to me? Oh, it is only by thrust. I'm not playing. Thrust, okay, in jurisdictions, multiple. Greek to me, but he, you know, obviously he wasn't Greek. But it was like, and I'm, you know, they talking to me because I'm entertaining them. And then I'm getting resentful for that, too, because I fell for it. All the people who looked like me, I saw they was entertainers or they was playing sports. That was my idea of success. But the trust itself, man, private contractual trust, you'll never know what it feels like to print some paperwork off on your own printer, sign it in front of a notary, and walk into a bank and open up a checking account unless you get this information. You never know what it's like. You'll never know the power that you have when dealing with the Internal Revenue Service when you're operating these types of entities properly. They don't put these in news articles. Oh, so-and-so defeated another blow to the IRS. You don't see news articles like that. Family, I know you hear people talking and talking, and, you know, if you anything like me, you've heard every slick, jive, halfway crazy scheme that there is out here. So many so that, I mean, I'm skeptical of stuff that I know is the truth. Think about it. I know you can agree with that. I'm skeptical of things that I know is the truth. That's how crazy this thing is out here. That's how double-minded you are, or at least I was when I was growing up, knowing that this is weird. There's something weird going on here. Can't put my finger on it, though. But then I got into this trust information. I'm going to tell y'all, it led to other things and to other things and to other things. But how was I able to do it? I was searching. What was I searching for? I was on a spiritual, metaphysical, emotional, solemn search. And that's what you got to do. You have to search. You have to delve deep inside of yourself and figure out who you are. And some of us are afraid to do that. I understand, because when we figure out who we are, you know, I might have to quit this job. And I don't want to do that. That scares me. That scares the crap out of me. Don't talk like that. And, you know, they poke their fingers in their ears and stuff. But searching, I was searching, man. I was searching. Why? Why? What did I find out? It's all set up. It's a setup. From the inception of the Board of Education, it's been a setup. And it's the whole game is to make us feel like we're stupid. That we're not up to par. That we can't do what others can do. So we don't try. And that's the game. So I studied the educational system. I studied trust. I studied foundation. I studied these entities that the wealthy use. How do you know they use them so? Because I was in the south of France with a bunch of them, the size of an apartment building. I could drop names all day about stars. I'm just not like that. I think that's stupid. I think it's weird. I think you're a weirdo dropping names. I always thought name droppers is weirdos. And then people see me with someone and be like, oh, you was with so-and-so? And now suddenly I'm the most interesting person in the world. Never liked that stuff. Never liked the fact that people would be looking at me, but they're not looking at me. They're looking at the brand. It took me a while to get used to that. You don't know me. And how do I not be resentful for that? But I wanted to know why, so I looked. And I'm going to tell you, The Board of Education was set up by industrialists. What are the industrialists, do you say? Oh, they set up industries. What industries, do you say? Industries like the steel industry, for example. The oil industry, for example. These industrialists. There are families, some industries, specific individuals that are responsible for setting up these entire industries that we see today. It's unfathomable at this point, but you have to understand at some point back in like 1800s, early 1900s, the United States was very, very small. Commerce was not popping like that. There was no UN international law and stuff. You can go look at what King Leopold did to our people in the Congo for these dumb rubber trees. Like, it's been going down forever. But really what happened is these industrialists set up the school system to feed human labor into their companies and industries for the benefit of their private estates. When that hit me, popped. Yo, it was like a, you know, like, ooh, like a light bulb went off, and it was like, it'd be all cliche and stuff. I'm serious. It wasn't like a light bulb. It was like a wave of energy that hit my body. It went from like my knees, like up to like my collarbones. It just hit me. As soon as that clicked, I realized it was all a setup. And this is a game, and they played me, and it's not what I thought it was. And they don't want me to try. And I tried, and I succeeded. I feel very good with where I'm at. But I always know, in those times in my life, when everything's going good, I need to prepare, because things about to get rocky. And it's not a game. You get tested. You got to just continue to do this. That's why I say I'm good, y'all. Like, I don't want y'all to worry about me or something of blood. Like, I lost my mom, lost my mentor, right? So I'm dealing with loss and, you know, stuff like that. But I'm not, you know, I'm good. I'm good. And I've been waxing poetic, waxing lyrical for 7 years. Set up a trust. Set up your private estate. At least start a business. Even if you can only devote 2 hours a month to that business. Start a business. This is how you do it. It's all about families. If you start a family business. Otherwise, your family is going to work for someone else's family business. Think about it. We just got to change it. But I know, I understand. Because I felt the same way. Man, I don't feel like I could do that. I ain't never seen nobody do it. I don't know how. I don't even know how it gets done. But I think of companies. I think of Coca-Cola. I think of like the top. How do you start it? How do you scale? I don't even know what scale means, but I know you got to do that, right? How, man? How? I understand that. I've been there. You know how? Start. Don't be afraid. Jump, man. Take a leap. Go. It's like a high dive. You ever jumped off a high dive and you're up there shaking in your boots? Some of y'all walked on the ladder. Some of y'all jumped and didn't die and didn't break your foot and your mouth didn't cave open like you were thinking. Because your mind will create the illest, craziest scenarios of failure in your mind and present them to you like it's real. 100% real, like, yo, this is the way it is. It's not. It's fear. Fear. Fear is the enemy. You need to fight fear. I mean, if we fought fear the way we fought each other, the way we fought going to work, like, oh, I hate going to work. If we fought the fear, man, and then some of us fear success. I understand that, too. I remember getting the first check and being like, what the? Not even under. I don't even know what the. What do I do with the, how do I. What? And then be like, oh, I'm going to get robbed. Like, there's so many things that went through my mind. That's why I tell people, like, yo, so, this is it. I'm like, let it be normal. Because that's what I had to do. I had to let it be normal. And people are like, oh, I'm too old. I'm too this. I'm too that. You ain't too nothing. These are all self-limiting. If you would sit down and catalog, I mean write down, all the self-limitations that you've imposed in your own mind. I can't do this. Who told you that? Huh? Who told you you can't do that? We got to stop limiting ourselves. You can set up a private estate and be the matriarch of your family for multiple generations. I mean, they have like, I don't know, maybe they lost a picture and they had someone paint your face by memory, and that's not even your goddamn face. You know what I'm saying? Like, but this is possible. Like, you see this stuff, and we see this stuff in other cultures, and we think it's not. Listen, I'm here to tell you, you need to set up your private structures. You need to. You need to get life insurance. You're going to die. It's guaranteed money. Think about it. one of the oldest contracts in the history of contracts is a life insurance contract. It's crazy. You borrow against it. It seems crazy. You're like, no, that's not. And then we don't pull the trigger. I didn't pull the trigger for 2 years on the private family banking. 2 years. And every time I say that and I think about it, I kick myself. Like, because I see the growth in the assets and the wealth. And I'm like, man, you had 2 years of this. You don't see it. I didn't see it. No one showed me this. I didn't see someone pulling up in the bands. And I'm like, how you do the bands? How you do this? And instead of him saying, yeah, these hoes, or, you know, I slang that, him saying, well, actually, I financed this through my private family bank of my own family. It's actually through an estate. Specifically, through these specific financial, you know, and just put me on the game like, wow. All my idols were probably not to be considered idols. Dollar, if you hear me. I mean, you know, and I could be out here on the ledge just by myself like, this brother, great. Listen. Listen to me. You need to stop doubting yourself. You really do. I don't care if you can't spell, you can't read, can't walk. I don't care if your toe is pointed north. No matter where you step, no matter where you land, you can be in the shower, that one toe is always pointed north. I don't care. It don't matter. It doesn't matter. I lost my leg and NAMM. It don't matter, man. It doesn't matter. You need to start believing in yourself. You need to say, and then you do. You believe, and then you begin. Then you become. Believe, begin, become. Listen, I would say, like, where you would be today if you tried everything you wanted to. Oh, man, I like that. I want to do that. Oh, I want to skydive, or I want to be a CEO, or I want to be a, you know? We all have that, right? Luckily, and here's the funny part, I made the wrong choice. Like, what I wanted, I got it, and had to walk away. But I was young, and you know, I didn't know what I was talking about. You know, I had to figure it out along the way. But you got to start believing in yourself. I don't know law. I don't know law. I ain't go to law school. I get confused with being an attorney all the time. All the time when I'm dealing with clients and stuff. People on, you know, I got people on retainer, companies on retainer and stuff. All the time. I was on the phone with this lawyer negotiating, you know, this, what is it? This dude wants some severance or something. I don't know. Either that or this other guy is doing the merger and this other guy is, like, trying to negotiate the deal of an LLC with him and this other partner. I can't remember exactly what it was.
Oh. How long have you been behind the bar? What?
What you mean, how long have I been behind the bar? What? You don't mean no slave? Like, look, I'm part of the bar. If you understand how I feel, you got a degree, I think you're stupid.
Well,
how about this? If you 100% think your degree makes or breaks you, you're stupid. I mean, it really limits you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I had a bar card and I did something that the bar didn't like, they could take my bar card, and I could practice law, you know, commercially, publicly. I got all types of student loans and, you know, mortgage payments and stuff like that. Like, I'm not putting anyone in control of my income generation by giving me some sort of license or permit or some sort of degree to do what I do with my energy and my skills. To generate, you know, a living. I just, you know. I will tell you this, though. Here's what I'll tell you. Just trust us. It doesn't happen overnight. You know, a lot of us are for that instant gratification. You know, you got the microwave generation popping in here. We got the, you know, the Uber generation. We got the Uber Eats generation. Yeah, you food in 20 minutes. You ain't got to get up. You just saying to someone else, yeah, go get the food, man. Eat later the whole time. So, like, this immediate gratification, I understand. What you got to understand is the most valuable things you don't get right away. So why are you being taught to only search for immediate gratification? Go think about it. But that is a training. That's not necessarily you. That's not, like, one of your characteristics within your actual, you know, self, that you need to be 100% gratified immediately. If you, you know, if I give him $10, I need two burgers right now. Like, I don't want to wait. People don't like waiting. I've been in here for 5 minutes waiting for this. You know, that's why I only like going to public, you know. It's weird, man. People are weird in the public. But this immediate gratification, it's not going to happen, with trust, man. Unless you have, like me, I went to business school. I went to school for international business, sales, and marketing, double major. And I mean, I went to a business magnet high school, you know. So when I stepped into trust, I was like, it was easy for me to make parallels between corporations and trust. It was easy because, you know, corporation on one side, you got trust on one side. The corporation has shareholders. The trust has beneficiaries. You know what I'm saying? The corporation has a board of directors. The trust has a board of trustees. You know what I'm saying? The corporation distributes profits to shareholders. The trust disperses income to beneficiaries. It was really easy for me. It was really easy for me. There's an operating agreement over here for the corporation. I mean, not an operating agreement. It's articles of incorporation for the corporation. This is what I'm talking about. Articles of incorporation for the corporation. You got the trust indenture for the trust. You got the EIN for the corporation. You got the EIN for the trust. It was easy for me. It was easy. And I took business law, you know, corporate law. I understood business law. I understood that there was different jurisprudences of law or different bodies of law or jurisdictions of law, to speak. I understood that, you know, that was easy. You know, right. Because, you know, you got property law is different than business, you know, there's different nuances, you know. It could be a business law case, but it has some property law things that reflect into it. You know, I'm familiar with this. So when I ran into trust, it was not difficult for me. And then it was easy to understand, like, okay, so the corporation is governed by whatever state it is incorporated in. And then when my mentor broke down that the trust is governed by the actual trust indenture, that wasn't too hard to pick up on. It wasn't. And then when he said, due to the nature of the structure of the trust, upon execution, it becomes a federally protected entity and not under the laws of any state. I was like, what? He's like, yeah. I was like, hold on. He's like, yeah, he was smiling and stuff. Man, I miss this brother. I should have went and saw him, man. He was smiling and stuff, man. You know, that's my, he was smiling, man. He was like, yeah, because he knew what I was thinking. I was like, whoa, because it clicked real quick. And I think that's what he liked. Anyways, it was easy for me to pick it up, you know. And then, you know, I knew that corporate law was heavily predicated upon the statutes of a state. And then when I found that the governing body of law for this type of trust was the actual private contract itself. And then he showed me, he's like, hey, they're recognized to do business in over 120 countries. Now, what are you talking about? He's like, don't listen to me. You go read the Hague Convention on Trust. And I pulled it up, and I was like, wow. I read the Hague Convention on Trust, and that was it. That was it. Now, you got to understand, this is before I heard any guru. I didn't even know Yusuf, you know, really existed. I didn't really know Yusuf existed. I didn't know he existed yet when I met my mentor. So, naturally, it was a crazy experience, is what I'm trying to tell you. And someone would say, well, you went to business high school. It's still high school, man. It wasn't like a private school. Like I was wearing a uniform. It was like in the hood. You know, it was on the other side of the city, in the other side of the city hood. Like there was a subway, you know what I'm saying? Like this corner store and cats were running to snatch stuff. And they're like, you know, weirdos in the neighborhood. It's like a major bus line 2 blocks away, and, you know, and cats would straggle over. And, you know, so it was still high school, and it wasn't adult high school, at least. But, yeah, it was a business magnet high school, and I went to college, yeah. Why'd you go to college, man? Because I knew I could. But if I'm being honest, why'd you go to college? Because I thought what everybody thought. I was told what everyone was told. Go to school, go to college, get a good job. I just did music on the side, and it just happened to take off. And all of my life experiences up until now have brought me here, you know? And I'm very appreciative of that. Very appreciative of that. I'm very appreciative of all of you. And if I can leave you with anything, and I'm not saying, like, this is the last show. You know, this is just me announcing that I'm out of here. And, you know, the last show will probably be, I don't know, let me look at the calendar. It's going to be the last show of the foundation. Look at the calendar. Oh, there's the calendar. Wednesday. It'll be Wednesday, December 28th. It'll be the last show. December 28th, 2022. Last show of the foundation. Well, you know, so, I don't know. It might be foundation shows. I don't know. Y'all, I'm going to stick around to see what happens. But if I could say anything, this is what I'll say. This is what I'll say. If it was me, having lost my mentor, and, like, just feeling this sense of loss, and I'm sure, like, some of y'all are kind of feeling a sense of loss hearing this information, this announcement. But if I could say anything, if I could have any true influence on your life, I'm going to tell you to get this trust information. Get this private contract trust information. Get it from a real source. If you're not going to jump into this final trustee training, do whatever you can. Go wherever you need to go. Spend whatever you need to spend. Go into debt, sell your car, whatever you need to do. Because you'll know that I'm telling the truth when I say this. Sometimes you have to get down to get up. You know, it's true. You've been in situations, you have to get down to get up. You don't like it. It's annoying. It's irritating. It hurts the ego. Doesn't matter. Sometimes you need to get down to get up. And if you're not willing to do that, I don't know what to tell you. But I will tell you this. It's out there. This is your life. This is your world. You are in control. You're not being controlled. And that's, if you feel like you're being controlled, it's a 100% illusion. 100% illusion. 100% illusion. You are fooling yourself if you feel like you don't have control over your life. You're fooling yourself. Take away all this weird stuff. All these things that we care about. What is the true point? Because tomorrow isn't promised. And my legacy was going to be music. Like, that was it. Like, I'm, you know, because I can live forever on a record. You know what I mean? Especially if it's a good record. If I can make enough records, I will make a great record. And if I can make a great record, I can live forever. That little facet, little sliver of me will live forever. Now, I'm not really tripping on that. I'm going to tell you the truth. I live forever through my family. It's not about me. It's about my family. And the public is about the individual. And the private is about the family. And I set up a multi-generational structure with multi-generational income and multi-generational wealth. And I'm very proud of that. And if I could do anything, I want you to feel what I feel right now. Because truly, I don't think there's many people out here that'd be like, yo, if I was to pop off and drop and, you know, ascend from this realm tomorrow, right now, I'm pretty good with what I did and where I'm at. Of course, I could have done more, but I'm pretty good. And I could definitely tell you that. I got hella shit to do. But it feels really good having established this private estate. You don't understand. It feels good, you know, getting an aha moment. It feels good figuring something out. It feels great walking into a bank and walking out with a trust account, and all you did was print this paper off from your printer in your house, man. It's crazy. And this dude, who's a notary, watched you sign. And then you walk into a bank and open up a checking account. It feels great. It feels great when you open up your first brokerage account, if you start setting up your private family banking and you start seeing that wealth start building quickly. It feels great, but nothing feels as good, as luxurious, as knowing that if anything were to happen to me right now, my private estate would receive millions of dollars. My private estate is worth, on top of that, millions of dollars. And through this trust knowledge. I've been able to privatize my family and my business in a way that I've never even grabbed and contemplated. I've been able to look those whom are feared the most in the United States, the IRS and the eye, and just be like, that's not what the indenture says. And if that's the case, I'm concerned whether or not that would be impairing the law of contract. Because that's actually a contractual obligation. What do you want me to do? It's not about the ego, though. Please don't get me wrong. It's about the confidence in knowing that there's nothing that can be done to me. I don't own anything. I just control it. And if set up properly for multiple generations, I've seen how they act when this stuff comes up. I've seen how they behave, how their energy changes. And I say they, I'm talking about these fools in the public, acting under a specific authority with regards to some dead entity company or something. I've seen it. But the feeling I get knowing that this estate is set up, this business trust, asset trust, family trust, this private family foundation, this private family banking, and the wealth of the real estate. Homelessness, you know how many times I had to move? You know how many times we were evicted? You have any idea how many times? And then my poor mom. My mom would get mad at them, you know. She'd be so mad at them for kicking her out. It didn't matter, though. You know, I would watch it. I watched her upset and yelling and just pleading. It never mattered. It never mattered. I mean, the tears, none of it mattered. The pleading, it didn't matter. Do you have any idea? Man, my children have never known that. Never. And some of y'all would be like, that's what it's supposed to be. That's not what I was shown. I didn't even know how to do this. I didn't know how to, you know how fearful I was when I signed that first mortgage? Man, I was sweating. I bet you if they took my blood pressure, they'd be like, this dude need to go to the hospital right now. Hospital. Take him to the hospital. They took me to the hospital. They took my blood pressure. I was freaked out. They're like, so you scared? Man, I'll be scared all the time. Don't let nobody tell you that they don't be scared. The most gangster fool out here is scared. There's something, spiders, something. Feds, IRS, being broke, living on the street. Something scares you. So I'm scared of everybody, man. I sit at that closing table, shooky, shooky, shooky. And this is like not too long after the mortgage crisis, so it's fresh in my mind. Like, you know, I was in the community doing activist stuff. People's losing their homes, left and right. I mean, tears, broken, distraught. Bad energy, man. Just bad energy. I sit at that closing table, freaked out. That didn't stop me, though. Why, man? Because you know what? I'm way more afraid of going back to that than I am of anything else, man. 100%. And I'm sure that you feel the same way, but maybe I got lucky, right place, right time. I don't know. I don't feel special, but I came across this information, y'all. And for the last 7 years, I've just been trying to share it. And I've been trying to share it on the, I've never tried to glorify this stuff. Gimmicks, clickbait, weird stuff. Like, this is not what it is. There's a certain way that the foundation has been administered to where there's specific types of people that we're not looking for. We're not looking for. But the best thing that you can do is set up your private estate. That's the best thing that you can do. The best thing that you can do is to get the proper education and the proper contract with the proper terms of protection against what's going on out here. They didn't give you life. They didn't give you the air in your mouth and you breathe. They ain't coming up to your house and feeding you. Why are they taxing your energy? Why are they taxing the exchange of energy? It's really weird. It's crazy. I used to be like, why are we got to pay for water? Now I understand. Oh, we pay for the service of them bringing it and pumping it to your house. You ain't got to pay for water. Run up on the lake and put a bucket in it. we just don't know how to do these. I don't know how to purify that stuff. I got this little water life thing that me personally, though, I don't, what? It's the knowledge that we're lacking. Get knowledge. Get knowledge. But get knowledge that's useful, that's functional. Best thing that you can do for yourself and your family is to get this information. There's no type of accomplishment. You have to understand, I performed in Coliseums with over 20,000 people. One of the biggest rush I've thought that ever existed on this planet was having a crowd looking like seawater. And I have my in-ear monitor in my ear. And I'm thankful because I do, because if I didn't, I wouldn't be able to hear my own voice or the beat. This right here, better than that, because that was ego. This is true form. This is true. Some of y'all are going to have to kill your ego. Some of y'all already did. Some of y'all might not have a chance. I suggest you try, because how much time you got left? How much time you got left? How much time you got left with your loved ones? How much time do they have left? What you got going on? And when you're out of here, what'd you leave? What'd you leave? What did you make better? How many people did you help? What did you create? And how are you of service to your family and your fellow man? Let's be honest, because that's what it's about. Let's get down to it. You laying there, you know it's time to go. What's real? If you're not taking care of your family, I don't know what's up. I'm going to tell you this. This information changes your life. And I do feel a certain way about retiring. But as much as I love y'all, I can't be personally responsible. And I can't continue to do this just off the mind state or ideology that once I quit, there's going to be someone that needs it. And, you know, because I'll continue thinking like that. And I'm going to tell y'all, like, I need to sit down for a minute. So, there it is. Once again, and, you know, we got personal. I apologize, you know. Might not have been that luxurious. But I feel like I owe y'all an explanation, your family. And, you know, I want to do what I can. So, once again, December 31st, 2022, Private Family Foundation, tax-exempt Private Family Foundation, cut off. That's it. Cut off. Done. Dunzo. And I'm not saying I'm the only one doing it. I'm just saying I'm not doing it no more. Also, you have until January 23rd to sign up for the last trustee training session. There is trustee training happening now. I would suggest that you sign up as soon as you can so you can do this one and then finish out with the last one so you get extra, but it's up to you. Trustees get my private mobile number access to the trustee dissemination folders, a lot of documents, it's gigabytes of information that's not available on the internet. Well, the welcome to the foundation.com website, to be specific. And then, you know, training with regards to establishing business trust, asset trust, family trust, and how to administer those properly as a private estate. Interfacing with the public. Have them recognized by the IRS, to the bank, to, you know, the DMV, whatever, man. It's not rocket science, man. It's just information we weren't privy to. We're not privy to it. It's contract law. And finally, as of June 30th, 2023, if you have my private mobile number, it will no longer work. It will be disconnected. So, that's where this is going. I love y'all, man. I really do. It's been an honor. It's been an absolute pleasure. You know, I don't know. I don't know what to say. You know, it's really been an honor to be on the DC Radio Network. It really has. I mean, I know there's probably thousands of people that wish that they could do shows on here and, you know, speak to this audience. And, you know, I really appreciate and am humbled that the brother Yusuf, you know, entrusted me to do this for this long. Like, you know, And, you know, I'm humbled. I'm very humbled. And I encourage y'all to connect with me, to reach out to me while I'm still here. And, you know, take advantage of this time because, you know, that's one thing we're not guaranteed. And it's one thing we can't get back is time. So with that being said, we got a couple hands raised. Might be, I'm assuming it's an accident, but, you know, I'll try, whatever. We'll take this caller. 925-4040. 925-4040. Peace. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Peace, peace. I don't know if you remember that. I don't know if you recognize the voice. Brian from the Bay. So, how you been, man?
Hey, peace, bro. I've been all right, man. I've been all right. How you been, man?
Hey,
how's life?
Well, you got to make what you can. So, you know, things, like I said, what I will say is I appreciate you telling, you know, people about what's going on with you and stuff. And, you know, you didn't have to do that, you know. And people don't always be thankful for the time that they have with people, you know. And,
right.
You know, things ain't always been perfect, especially like some stuff I've been doing. That's why I haven't been able to get on it like I used to, you know. But the thing I learned is that, you know, you got to be responsible for the decisions you make as far as the things you decide to do, as far as the people, you know, because at the end of the day, it's all, you know, on you. So, and how you handle that is just, you have to figure it out. And that's what I've been trying to do, because certain things that I thought, you know, certain things that put me in a bad position with, you know, family and stuff, because I was, I guess you could say, how would you say, trying to see, you know, work with people that I trusted their judgment about stuff. And sometimes I'd be too, you know, try to be like, give people benefit of doubt, and instead of, you know, probably shouldn't have gave those and other people those things. But the one thing I will say is that I'm sorry to hear what happened to you, man, because I ain't gonna sit here and act like I know how to deal with that. But I think I told you before, I had like so many that I became numb to it, you know, like people just passing away around me. So, you know, so I get, like I said, I won't get your thing, but I get the aspect of like people all of a sudden here and they're gone. For me, I've been having a lot of stuff I've been having to try to make up for the bad decisions that I made. So even though I'm thankful for, I don't know how I even got on here, you know, how I even got to you. It's just weird how things happen. You know, I think it's just meant to be when you're ready. But if you are ready for the information, you still got to act upon it and act upon it the right way. And that's what you'd be trying to do with your foundation, show people that there's people out here who teaching people, you know, try to teach them similar stuff, but you're trying to help them get on the right path. And you make people be responsible for themselves, because at the end of the day, like you just shown, I'm not going to be here all the time, because I got stuff I got to worry about and I got things I got to do. So, you know, I'm thankful for the time I do have, you know, talking to you and stuff and dealing with people that I met, you know, from the trustee and all the other stuff and some of the voices on here, man. And, you know, the thing I'll just say is I'm truly thankful and appreciative of the time and the trials and tribulations you have to go through to get this information, to be able to present it, not to me, to others. And I just need to get back where I stuck, because it felt like everything I was doing kind of made me feel like I'm like restarting over, but starting over worse. I kind of feel like I'm starting worse than I started to begin, but I can't, you know, it is what it is. So But, you know, that's it. I don't know what's, because I, like I said, I haven't had time to be able to even do this. And I'm like, now I was like, I'll try to call and try to listen. So I've been listening, but I haven't been able to get in. And I didn't even know the whole thing was going on. I just decided, I said, even though I have stuff I had to do, I was like, you know, because I'm like working right now. But I was like, I'm going to try to call in. And I'm glad I did, because I didn't know that stuff. And I don't know, you know, how you feel about, you know, I feel like I'm a friend, even though I haven't, because I've been going through stuff. But, you know, like I said, it sucks to hear that people going through those things. But it's life. But, you know, you just hope that people can get the things they need to get where they go. And I can understand that you're like, this, I need a new chapter. So that's what you're doing. And no one can fault you for that. And maybe you might come back, or maybe you never do. But you did what you needed to do. And you should never feel like that you didn't do what necessary. Because if the people needed it, they would have came here and got it. And for those, they'll get in where they fit in or get in another time. So anybody who, like he says, on the fence about it, it's up to you. But he's helping you help yourself if you want to do it. And that's the thing. You got to be willing to do it. And like even with me, I was willing to do it, but then I got off. Now I got to get back on my stuff and try to fix the things that I messed up when it came to certain things. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. I know I'm kind of long with it, but just saying, appreciate you, bro. Appreciate what you're doing, even in the private, what you've been doing. Like, you know, if it mean anything, you know, thank you.
Man, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate you saying, you know, that I try to, you know, help people be responsible for themselves. And, you know, a perfect example was when we was in that court, that courtroom, remember? I'm not going to tell your business, but you was in that courtroom.
Yeah.
I wasn't there with you.
Yeah, I yeah, and it's like I said, I ain't gonna talk to you. No, you couldn't be there with me. And even like some of the stuff, like I was saying, maybe, you know, I don't know, because I know this is like the last run of all your stuff. Maybe I might bring it up because who, you know, but even with some of the stuff that I did, you know, like I got around people and I can't, you know, like not even with you, but like with other people, it's like, You take a chance with dealing with people. Like, you even take a chance dealing with me and with others. If we're going to be good for you or good, not good for you, but good for the people around you, or they're going to be people that ain't doing what they're supposed to, you know, or they, you know, they're selling you wolf tickets. And I got caught up. I feel like, you know, but I, at the end of the day, I don't blame that person or even this whole situation, because I had, you know, I kept giving the person the benefit of the doubt, and then that's where I fucked up, you know. So now I got to deal with the consequences, and that's what I've been doing. But like I said, with you, you tell people straight up, like, this is what's going to happen, and you always 100% straight up with them, you know. So that's what I'm thankful for. And then one thing, like you said, about fear is, like, it does, because I could tell you that I was fearing, stressing, dealing with all the things of people that I know passing away, and then even the fear of, like, because then I gotten stuff, and then I'm trying to figure out how to get out of it. And then, you know, I guess you could even say pride, because I was like, oh, I could call, you know, I didn't want to, like, basically talk to, like, you or any other people about something y'all had nothing to do with, you know what I mean? And that's probably my pride, being like, you know, like, this person, now, I honestly don't, and to be honest, because in this society, I don't always think people care about other people's situations, especially being a brother, a melanated brother. People don't always care. They're like, you got to figure out yourself. You got yourself in there. Figure it out. You know, so, and that's what I was trying to do, and now I'm, you know, still trying to handle some stuff, but, you know, I know that's what it was for me, why I wasn't always popping up in here and even communicating with other stuff. It's just, I was trying to do stuff, and I didn't want to, I guess you'd say, I didn't want to ask for, you know, help where I probably should have asked for help. Or not even ask for help, but ask for opinion about something when I probably should have. Because being fearful, and then also my pride. So we all got to be humble. And like I said, death humbles everybody. It makes you realize how dumb it is to be concerned about things that you can't control and the stuff that you have done. People want to help you, or people can show you something. You know, with anything, you should see if they cool with it. And then if they got you, they'll let you know. But it's better to ask for help than, you know, it's better to ask for what they say. It's better to ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission. So, you know, and like I said, I appreciate you, man. And like I said, I'm probably going to try to, it ain't going to be a problem. I'm going to attempt to call, you know, talk to you in the private. But I'm just saying, in the public, man, you shouldn't have no, you know, it's, you know, you did what you had to do, man. And I commend you for that, the struggles and stuff that you got to this point, the story that you've written about how you got here, all the battle scars that put you to this point. I'm just thankful that I got to get to know you before you close, you know, you turn that chapter. And I might be in the last chapter, but hopefully I might be in some new chapters in the future. But you got to do what you got to do to get yourself situated when it comes to you, your family, and just you and your psyche. Because in this world, a lot of times for us brothers, the world doesn't care about us. That's why, like, what you're doing, you're like, the world doesn't care about you. So you got to figure out how to make your own foundation so you can make sure to put your kids and the people behind you in a different position so they don't have to keep passing on this crazy trauma that we keep getting and the curses from the people who didn't know behind us, because it doesn't care for us. You know, I ain't trying to be a downer none, but it's the truth. They don't like us when we entertain them or we doing something to them, but when you try to do something to try to benefit more than others, then sometimes you stepping on toes. So, you know, and you be doing your dance, like you like to say. But you can do it now in the private.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I like that you said that about pride, because, you know, pride is ego. And that's what I've been trying to tell people. You know, it's not just about trust. It's about the way we think. It's about the way we think of ourselves, the way we look at ourselves, the way we speak to ourselves internally. You know, it's about how we treat ourselves. It's about the confidence that we have in ourselves. You know, all that correlates in the things that we do. And it also correlates into not doing things that we're not comfortable with or that we're fearful about. And then, you know, the ego will step in and say, oh, well, I don't want to lose. I don't want to be a loser. I don't want them to laugh at me. I don't want to, you know, all these other things. And I understand it gets convoluted. It gets difficult, man. It's hard to get outside your head sometimes. I know it. You know, there's been times where, like, man, I was going to do this show. I don't know why. I had, like, an anxiety attack or some shit. And it wasn't even that many people. Like, you know, I had performed in front of more people, and dude said, are you ready? And I kept saying 5 minutes. But, man, I was, like, tripping. You know, it's hard to get past something when you feel like when everything about it or everything within you is telling you to run or not do it or something like that. You know what I mean? And that's why I'm trying to tell you, like, to kill that ego. Like, we have – our ego kicks out sometimes. We don't even know. And it's like it'll have you thinking you can't do the things you can do, and it'll have you thinking you can do things you ain't supposed to be doing. That's how it basically describes the ego, right? And that's the thing. It's like,
right,
that part of it, you know. I mean, I read something in school, like the ego, the id, or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it is, but if you type in the ego, the id, it should come up. But, like, just breaking down the different, you know, parts of, you know, human personality and shit. You know what I mean? It gets crazy when you start delving into yourself. And that's why that know thyself, you know, is big to me, you know. And then, you know, the prophet said, study, study, study. And when you ask what else you should study, study yourself, you know. It's interesting to really fight the real fights, and those are internal. And the biggest one is that ego. It's one of the biggest ones, especially for men, and a lot for women too. You know, especially we live in the age of ego, the age of self. It's a difficult time to do that personal work.
I'll put it this way, because I know you got other people. I don't want to keep going, because like I said, I'm a make sure I
out. Hey, you breaking up, bro. You breaking up bad. What's happening?
No, I'm not saying like bro. That. But I'm saying on your way out to move it to a next position. That's all I'm saying, baby. But I don't think I'm saying, the Eagles is a trip, man, because pride can be helpful, but it's like a double-edged sword. But a lot of times if you don't know yourself, like you said, it's more
pride is
of
never
a
helpful.
Negative thing.
Pride is never helpful. And a lot of people can confuse pride with confidence. And but there's a difference between pride and confidence, man. Don't get them confused. You proud of like a child or, maybe someone that you mentored and they accomplished something. But like pride is that's still part of the ego, man. So careful with pride.
And see, look, my look. If I was in my lower self, I'll be upset. Like, what you trying to? But you trying to help somebody. Understand that it misspoke, and like I said, I misspoke because I'm a student of this, a neophyte, and I'm new to everything in life as I keep growing and growing, because you're going to learn new stuff, so you got to be a neophyte when it comes to that. So I appreciate how you said, but the confidence, right? But like you said, the ego can kill you, and that's what it's doing sometimes. So the pride will do it, because you could reach out, or sometimes you jump to conclusions about how you think of how people are going to react to certain things. So it might be a person that's going to help you or want to show you.
Right. Right.
They want to help you. They want to do it, but you might think something different, because maybe you had your experience with that person. Like, well, I don't think they will do that. They're not going to help or... They're not going to be understanding, right? And they might be still understanding, but they're going to check you at the same time. Like, look, you got this. Now I can show you how to help, but you still got to put in the work. You know what I mean? But if you don't ask, you're never going to know. And you don't put yourself in that position to get the help or to get in a better position, you're never going to know. And that's what you're trying to do when it comes to learning this information. And the people that are connected to you, they're trying to learn this information as well. And they're trying to... That's the whole point. It's not about me. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about us as a collective. And when we start thinking that way and kill this noise of this ego, we can be able to grow and build this new situation for our people, but other people as well. Because I feel like the original people got to start stepping up so they can help all the other people do what's right. And it's too easy to get on that lower energy with the bag and the cards and stuff. And it's harder to get on that higher when it's no longer about you, but it's about the collective. And that's what I've been trying to do, or attempting to do, because try. You don't want to try, because why try? You either do or you don't. So I got to do it or attempt to do it. And get that try out of me, and I'm a work in progress. So
we all are. But I will say this, in the public, I respect you because you were a true student, and I've seen you many times check your ego to be a student, and I know that most of us leave school and think we're done being students, but in my studies, I've learned that there's three levels of students: beginner, intermediate, and master students. And there's three levels of teachers: beginner, intermediate, and master teacher. In order to become a master student, you must at least be a beginner teacher. You know what I mean? And a teacher is always a student. And just like a student is always a teacher, essentially. And everything is flipped back and forth, and you really study like natural law and these different principles and metaphysics and quantum mechanics and things of that nature. A lot of this stuff comes into play. And I'm the type of person that, like, I'm not going to say, I'm typically not going to say anything negative unless I add the positive. I'm not going to point out a problem unless I can provide a solution. And, I appreciate and respect that you see that, because, you know, I'm not trying to, I'm not coming at none of this with ego. I don't have to prove nothing to anybody at all. And I always knew that I never had. Because it's really, we're fighting ourselves. Like, this is a competition against self. There is no other competition. And when you truly understand that, it's a freedom that you have never experienced or witnessed. And, you know, this is just my experience. But, you know, I've been through these things. And, you know, these are just things that I want to share, because I think, you know, some stuff will help. Some people say, you know, you talk too much, bro. And I'd be like, that. But the ultimate thing is, you know, in a charitable nature, is how I presented the foundation, and is how I presented SoL. You know what I mean? And I appreciate people like you, brother. So, you know, thank you, brother.
I don't see how I've been. If I have been useful or helpful to anybody, I'm thankful for that.
That court case thing. I tell you this. That court case thing you did, I was proud of you. Straight up. Your ass was not feeling it. And you were not feeling it. And you did it anyways. You were victorious. And that's as much as the business I've said. And it blew your mind. You've never seen anything like that. And you're someone who I know knows what I'm talking about. This is not something where, you know, someone's going to just come out and tell you, or, you know, it's going to be reported on in the news or in some sort of paper or something like that. Like, you have to see this to believe it. And you sidestepped your fear or whatever you were dealing with, and you went there and did exactly what I said to do. And you witnessed it, you know. And I got people, you know, will hear it, and I've heard truth and not acted upon it, you know. So I respect people who do. And I know what that took, man. I know what that took to do that. And I respect that shit, man. I respect that 100%. But now you know. Man. No one can tell you different. Nobody can tell you different. You are an authority with regards to that. Nobody can tell you different. Just like I was telling you, and you were like, what? And I was like, yeah, nobody. You were like, what? And I was like, you were like, it's damn. And I was like, it don't matter. You were like, what? I was like, yeah. Like, go do it. No one can tell you different, man.
That was weird.
And that makes me feel good. That's why I think, bro. That's why I'm thinking. That's why I respect you. Because you did something with the shit. Like, you didn't just sit there on it. Like, there's so many people that were just hoarding information, and I know they were just trying to just collecting PDFs and stuff like that. There's a lot of cats like that in this, you know, community. But there's very few actors, right?
I'm weird, man.
I'm weird. Shit.
Like, even with that's good to be weird, but my point is, I'm weird in even some of the stuff, like, I've done, like, learned, you know, from other people's stuff. And the time I put into it, you know, I'll tell people sometimes just to be like, look, if you look at this, look into that. And, you know, and not worrying about if I'm going to get it from that person or not, because I just say the universe is going to, you know, eventually give it to me somewhere down the line. So, you know, I feel like it's been going on too long, so I don't know if somebody else want to come in or something. Just wanted to tell you, man, I appreciate you, bro. You know, I don't know. Appreciate you, man. Nothing but love for you, brother. Real talk. And I know you already said you cool and all that, but it still sucks, man, because you already know, man. You made me laugh because I was like, you want to tell them? I was like, because when I told you about all the stuff that went down with me, man, you was like, man, because I was kind of like just jaded, I guess you could say, or just, I'm just like, man, it was so many people just passing away, and who was close, who wasn't close, and I was like, man, I can't even control it. So it's like, well, I'm gonna do about it, you know. And he was like, yeah, that's true. He was like, but the way you made me laugh. He was like, damn.
I mean, I'm sorry, man, but like, sometimes I just, you know, hey, it'd be real sometimes. Like, dude, that's. Sometimes, you know, hey, I find that laughing is better than anything else, man. You know, you got to laugh at this stuff. I used to watch the NBA with my dad back in the day. He used to watch, like, the Bulls and stuff, right? And he was
You watch the NBA?
My dad, yeah. My dad, man, listen. I would tell you, my dad's My dad's probably the reason why I don't watch sports. Like, that's because all he did was watch sports. Like, I've seen enough sports for three lifetimes, man. And then they'd be like a double and triple header. We sitting there for 8-9 hours, man, the whole day. We ain't going to the park, bike riding, flying kites, nothing. You know what I'm saying? Nothing's popping. He's just sitting here watching these dudes
yeah,
touch
I know
each
what
other
you
and
mean.
Stuff. It's just like, man, come on, man. I ain't got time. But, you know, it's just like, look. So, but, yeah, my dad used to watch the Bulls and stuff like that, man. I can't remember the brother's name, but I think he played for the Lakers. And he would do this flagrant stuff. He would foul and stuff. But every time, like, people would get mad and start yelling at him, or even the ref would foul him, you know, call him on a foul or something, the dude would just smile. He would just smile. He would just laugh and smile no matter what, you know. And I remember that because I remember I started doing that. I was like, dude, just everything's funny to do. You know, but everybody else, they throwing blows and stuff, getting suspended for 3 games and stuff. This dude just laughing at everybody. So I just, you know, I like to laugh, but, you know, and sometimes I laugh at inappropriate times, man. And I have to apologize to people. So if that was inappropriate, I apologize, bro.
Oh, no. See, the thing was, it's just the way you said it. It made me go, damn, like the way you was like, damn, bro, like, I guess the way I was saying it, I guess it was like it didn't, I don't know, you tell me, because the way I felt like I was saying it was just like, yeah, like it was like water under the bridge or something like that. In a way, like,
man,
like you had all these people die, you know,
Saying like you went to go get a burrito.
Nah, I know that's what I got from you, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, it did, but it was just like, I guess, it was just like, at the time, I was like, man, because it was like, I was dealing with, like, trying to help other people cope with it and stuff, so it was like, half a time when that happens, I kind of just be like, it ain't about how I feel, it's about trying to help others, so when we was talking, I was like, yeah.
Right. No, I feel
about
you.
About it. And he was like,
you got to go.
And he was like, damn.
You got to go.
And I thought in my head, that was funny. That's why it wasn't inappropriate to me. It was just funny.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, you
got
to be numb.
Yeah, I got you,
know,
bro.
I'm the oldest son in what's going on.
Like,
man,
I
kind of
got
still
how
stuff.
You sometimes. No. And like I said, I don't want to, you know, just talk about all your, you know, I ain't trying to do that because you already brought it up. But I was just saying, I kind of get certain things, you know, have my interaction with you. But the one thing I will say is that I'm hoping people understand is that sometimes you get certain things about people. Like, even when I say, like, you, I get certain things. But then, like, for example, there could have been something I could have brought up. Like, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah. But my brain is thinking, like, oh, this person ain't got no time for it. This dude's too busy. Or... You know, I don't want to spend, you know, he got other stuff to deal with, right? Or it's like, well, you got yourself in the situation, figure out how to get yourself out of it, right? I'm not saying you would do that, but I'm saying that's how, you know, sometimes how my brain thinks. Like, I guess that's just how I always just feel like nobody really be caring half of the time, you know, because I grew up in a world where it's like,
let me tell you something.
Nobody really cares about what
them. Let me tell you something. It is not in any way, shape, or form your business to be trying to interpret or determine what someone else is thinking. Unless you straight up ask someone and they give you clear and concise information, it's not your business to be saying someone else is busy or not, fam. And I'm not trying to be, you know, confrontational or anything. I'm just trying to say it in a way that, you know, just logic, like, let's think about it. Here's what I say. It's not my business at all, to the point where I don't really care what people think because I can't read their mind. And if I could read their mind, then it would be my business. But since I can't read their mind, I don't care. I mean, it's kind of twisted, but it's not my business. And on top of that, and I used to tell, I've told you listening trustees, you probably heard me say it. I know you heard me say it because I said it on train. it's not up to you to determine whether or not I'm busy. It's not up to anyone else to determine whether someone else is busy, whether they want to hear it,
right,
whether they're in a position. All that stuff is things that I used to tell myself because I was fearful of asking. I was fearful of reaching out and be rejected and feel all, you know, weird about myself because no one likes to hear, you know, that or feel like they're not important. You know what I'm saying? No one likes to, you know, feel like, you know,
mm-hmm,
they got slighted or something, and it does something to you. You know, I don't like feeling like that, so I'm not going to do that. It's very simple. You know, it's the animalistic part of us, man. If you step over there and it hurts your foot, you do it three times, you're not going to step over there anymore. You're not even going to think about it. It's like training. And I'm not going to train myself, you know what I'm saying, to be fearful and to not act and to make all what I would consider in my that's what I was doing. I was making excuses. Oh, they're busy. Oh, they ain't got time for me. Oh, I ain't nobody. Who's going to care about what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, we all go through the same shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't a commercial system that is predicated upon making us feel lesser so we purchase more products. It's a psychological thing. They have psychologists. There's a psychology of business. There's a psychology of sales. I took these. Listen, and this is the thing what people don't understand, but what I'm saying is, bottom line, it is no one's job, duty, or right to say what someone else feels, what they meant, what they think, and if they're busy, or if they want to hear what I'm talking about. Unless they straight up say it to me, it's a waste of time for me to be in my mind tripping on something that is probably not even true. It's a waste of time. I'm wasting my time. It's ridiculous.
Touché.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm over here thinking about and making decisions for some other man. Like, what's wrong with me? I had to check that. I had to check that, man. That's how I was thinking about it. I was like, I couldn't deal with that. Like, I'm sitting here asking myself, why am I over here trying to interpret or gauge or predict another man, some other man, some grown-ass man?
Right.
Who am I? You know what I'm saying? Like,
grown-ass man.
It's an ego trip. Like, I had to check it.
You're right,
I had
bro.
To check it. I had to check it. I was like, nah, this is not a cool dance. This dance is not luxurious. I wasn't cool with myself, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't like it. But you know
I'll
be
what?
Talking more about myself.
You're right about
people.
That. Listen, I will say this, and I'll try to make it real quick. I guess it's just like a thing out the because of my, you know, for me, I always feel like that's how you kind of, I feel like you're right at that aspect when it's like maybe it's just that I was trying to, you know, I'm not even talking about you, I'm just talking about in general, right? When I have dealt with people that could, you know, if I needed something, it could have been both that, you know, that the whole thing like, oh, man, they, you know, they might reject it. But really what it is I feel like people, I developed that for me. It's like be respectful of other people's time and stuff. And then, but like you said, how am I supposed to know if you don't ask? You know what I mean? And it's funny because I just said that a minute ago. It's better to ask forgiveness than to ask for permission. So, you know, and I sometimes have a habit of, you know, going back to, and like I said, that's why I try to be honest with people. I'm not perfect. I might know and read a lot of information and stuff, or attempt to try to read information. But the thing is, you can even read it and it still go past you, and you could say the same thing to somebody, and they get it, but you just took the information and it still haven't hit you. But you was able to present it to somebody. Now they're like, oh man, this guy's smart or something. You know,
right?
Because I put it this way. This is funny. This made me thought about. It was that. This is an old movie. It was Left Behind, right? When it came to the whole Christianity and stuff like that. But in that movie, I remember I was looking at it. It was a preacher that didn't get quote unquote. He didn't go with everybody, and he didn't go because even though he knew the information and he presented, he got other people to get there. He didn't internalize it for himself, so it was like he didn't really. He was just repeating the information he had. And sometimes, that's why I sometimes think I do, and I think other people do. you repeat this information that you know, but you don't always apply it to yourself. And you might come off to other people like you're wise, and you do have probably have a wealth of information, but it's just like it's a mental masturbation in a way when you don't actually apply it to yourself. And that's what I've been attempting to do, is apply some of the stuff that I have looked at to myself, and I hope others do the same thing.
Right. Right. Yep. Well, man, I don't know. You want me to leave your mic open? There's, there's another caller, it looks like. It might be, you know, it might be prank caller.
Yeah, man, I'm sorry, bro. I feel like I took over your whole time, bro.
You're good. I think we got like 12 minutes left before they cut us off, so let me pull this in. All
right, if you want to talk, I could stay.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
I'll be quiet.
Either be quiet, or mute your mic, man. You know what I'm saying? All right. Don't be eating some chips and dip real quick. 718-892.
Like,
let's get the dog. Get the dog. 718-8092. Peace. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Peace. So, and Brian from the Bay, this Dow. What's the deal from Brownsville?
Hey, peace.
I'm going to make you a deal you can't refuse.
Uh-oh.
An offer you can't refuse. You know Monty Hall?
Oh,
you know Monty Hall is so?
Nah, man. It sounds like The Godfather, though. And, you know, people got shot in The Godfather, man. So it's like, what's going on?
Okay, yeah, Monty Hall was like, let's make a deal. This is a old show back in the day, like, let's make a deal, Monty Hall. But anyway, okay, before I even make you that deal anyway, do you give out homework and then you have you ever asked, well, teacher, have you ever got a comma student? Have you ever gave out homework and then said, like, yo, who did their homework?
I mean, I tried to do that early on. It didn't work.
Okay. I was thinking about maybe you should just only come on, like, once a month. Like, you see how you're on right now, Wednesday? Just come on once a month.
I mean, it was even a half hour late, man.
Say again?
If you notice, the show was started a half hour late than usual.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I mean, I guess
they want to hear you. They want to hear you. It is what it is. You know?
I'm gonna finish out this year. And then,
okay, no problem.
You know,
you're the boss. I can't tell you how to run your show. but I'm cocky, you know. And see, I'm cocky.
Hey,
and like I used to fight at Best Style Boxing. I used to fight at Best Style Boxing, the same gym Riddick Bowe fought at, Mark Brilliant fight at. These some old school boxers. And the guy told me, George Washington, the same guy who trained a lot of famous boxers, right? You know, Best Style, Do or Die, Best Style. So over in Brooklyn. So from there, he said the only guy who fights like that is Muhammad Ali. He told me I fight like Muhammad Ali. And I used to do a few things while they had the gloves, you know, the thumb. I used to poke people with my thumb. You know, I was dirty sometimes it kind of like slipped, you know, sticking somebody with my thumb. And then they started putting the thumb together so, you know, nobody can get poked in the eye because you got some guys who like really was dirty with it. And but it just slipped. So it was something like a prank that I used to do it. But I didn't really, in terms of it, really wanted to hurt anybody. And an older boxer said, yo, you crazy. I said, I'm not crazy. He said, yeah, you crazy, because that guy over there trying to kill you. See, I never think I can lose when I step in the ring. And I do that, like, in life, too. I use a different approach to win. You know, I try a different approach against my opponents. Sometimes I'm on a job, things not working out the way it is, or my coworker. I try different approaches. That, you know, I'll come back in, you know, when the time is right so I can strike, you know, win. And I was never, because when Mike Tyson came out, and said, Dale, you fight Mike Tyson? I said, yes. And they said, you crazy? I said, no, you crazy. I'm a boxer. I'm a fighter. That's why I love it. I wasn't like no Dr. J or no, you know, running back, Jerry Rice. I wasn't the guy. Boxing was my thing, you know, and but there, so George Washington, he said, yo, the only guy who fights like that is Muhammad Ali. So he told me I fight like Muhammad Ali. And this guy, he trained many of champions. You know, took him to the Olympics, and then he was on the Olympic boxing team, coach. And he told me I fight like he called me Kentucky Fried Chicken. And I thought he was making fun of me. It took me 20 years to realize that he was giving me a compliment. Muhammad Ali's name is the Louisville Lip. So I'm the Kentucky Fried Chicken. And the same way that Muhammad Ali used to, like, I told my opponent, I'm going to do this to you. I was a minister on Muhammad Ali. Weighing 147, hitting like a heavyweight. And Riddick Bowe wanted to box. I was trying to go to the Olympics in 88. You know, I was trying to get my slot on the team for a welterweight. And Riddick Bowe came up to me and said, yo, you want to spar me? Because I'll fight everybody in the gym. They used to have to kick me out. You know, I fight everybody in the gym. I wasn't scared of nobody. I don't care what weight you is. I fight everybody. And but that's the way it was. So I was, like, real cocky, man. That, you know, I take something so simple. My two hands, turn it complicated and put some sophistication in it, you know. Well, that's how it is. But I appreciate hearing from all your guests, all the, you know, people came to the show. You know, the experiences, I learned from them, learned from everybody that, you know, comes on the show, that been on the show. As you know, like, nobody really heard anything from me for quite some time. But, you know, I kind of, like, started falling back in 2018, and I will come on once in a while. But I know you said you got about 12 minutes. Maybe you can get the next caller in. I'll be around more often, you know. Back on the scene, I'll be around more often. I hope everything works out for you and everybody, you know. That's all I can say, you know. It'll work out. You gotta leave. I like to go to a new place every week. I wish I could go to a country every week. Spend 1 week in every country. 1 week in a week in every state to the day I die. You know, I started a little too late.
If you go anywhere you've never been, you just go to the Caribbean. You go to Anguilla or Cayman Islands. Or Bahamas or something like that. You know, I think it's nice.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I go there for the right reasons. I want to go there for the right reasons. You know, I want to go there for the right reasons. Cause
right
I still
reasons
got
that. Is just to chill. Just go chill.
Yeah, I know, but look, I'm 56, and I still feel like I'm like in my 20s sometimes. You know. That, you know, I still feel like I'm in my 20s. I got to realize, hey, you know, can't always be a Toys R Us kid. You know? You gotta
got
to grow up.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you calling in, man.
You.
So, yeah, I'm going to wrap the show up. But, yeah, if you back, man. I'll talk to you soon, right?
Okay, definite.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Appreciate it too.
All right, y'all. So, you know, let's just look at this as the announcement. You know, I don't want him to get it confused. Like I said, I'm going to finish out December. And I think, what is it? The 27th? December 27th will be the last show. And then from there, like, who knows? But all I can do is urge you to, you know, take advantage of the offerings of the foundation while they're still available. I'm trying to give you all some room. And, you know, beyond all that, I just want to let y'all know I'm good. You know, yeah, we all go through things. And if you live long enough, man, you know, your parents are going to pass, man. And, you know, there's a lot of people who lost their parents, lost their children, lost their brothers, sisters. And it's, you know, those of you who know, or you soon will, it's tough. It comes in waves and whatnot. But what I want to say is what it does is it makes you reevaluate life. And in my reevaluation, you know, I've come to understand that the transition is now. And I can't fight it. I'm not going to fight it. I'm just going to keep it real. So with that being said, you know, yes, in essence, it is an end of an era. It is the end of an era. And, you know, whatever that era was. But either way, it was my pleasure. And, you know, I got some shows in me. We got October, November, and December. So we got, like, what, 6 shows left? Minimum. So we're going to do the dance. I'm going to keep, you know, letting y'all know about this trust and this private estate and what it does and how it changes lives. Because it does. It changed my life first. You know, I heard, you know, my mentors and you know, whatever. He was telling me, yeah, it changed my life, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't see it. What I saw was my life, and then I saw other people's life changing. And all I can say is that's what it is. I'm not selling you anything. I'm just informing you of what's available. You make a choice, man. But with that being said, I appreciate y'all. Catch y'all next week. You know, make sure you check out WelcomeToTheFoundation.com. If you're interested in trustee training, email me now, admin@WelcomeToTheFoundation.com. Don't wait until the last minute. Like I said, the training's going on right now, you know, and then there's going to be another session. So you might want to get everything that you have available to you. But, hey, man, you know, who am I, you know? I'm just some dude sitting somewhere, you know, just talking. And it is what it is. But at the end of the day, you know, it's going to be difficult for me, but, you know, new horizons. But, you know, all this is for y'all, all of it, 100%. And, you know, I trust that, you know, it's been well received, and it will continue to be well received. But I appreciate all of y'all. I love all y'all. I mean, people like how you love. And, like, it's different, you know, when you have a lot of people that are involved in what you're doing, that are a part of what you're doing, that identify with what you're doing and what you identify with and are interested in. Like, really, with these interests, you can see a lot of things. Like, these type of people are very family-oriented. These people have pretty good, you know, most of these people have very good morals. They're very interested. They're respectful. Like, this has been an honor, is what I'm trying to tell you. So with that being said, check out WelcomeToTheFoundation.com. If you have not, sign up for the email list. Blah, blah. Maybe I'll turn it into a blog or something. Just shooting out emails here and there. But either way, make sure you catch the rest of these shows. I appreciate y'all. Y'all enjoy yourself. Take care of yourself. Make sure you say 10 things that you're thankful for before you go to sleep tonight and every night, because it's important. Please understand and please believe. Start with that night, and then you start, you know, you got to do it as many times a day as you can, but just start with that night. 10 things you're thankful for. It'll help change your life. Y'all have a great week. Enjoy yourself. Take care of yourself. As I said, the foundation. My name is So-L, and as I luxuriously love to say, it has been an absolute pleasure. And I'll catch you next week on the same channel, the hottest radio network on the planet, High Frequency Radio Network. Shout out to my big brother Yusuf L. Shout out to you, all of you. I look forward to hearing from you very soon. Take care of yourself. Enjoy yourself. Peace to the gods.
Doing this thing all the way live.
High Frequency Radio.